You're listening to the Health Smut Podcast. I'm Dottie Dynamo, sexy worker, burlesque dancer, and the stripper health coach at Fit Showgirl. The health, fitness, and adult entertainment industries are full of dirty diet culture, and I'm here to help you strip it all away so you can quit picking apart your body, dominate the weight room, and build a healthier hustle. Welcome to episode 2 of Health Smut. Today we are talking about all the reasons why you are too tired to cook, and also why you feel so much pressure to have to cook all of your meals all the time. So let's just dive into this bullshit, shall we? First of all, your job is emotionally and physically demanding. That alone means you will come home and not want to cook. You spend hours at the club or hours go-go dancing, giving out so much energy. Not to mention, right, we're not just talking about the energy that it takes to show up and do a 15-minute stage set if you are opting to do stage, right? That alone takes physical exertion to do pull tricks if you're doing them, to grind around on the floor, to just move your body nonstop for that amount of time, no matter if you're a slow grinder or you are like super energetic when you're on stage. Now, take into consideration if you're someone who opts to not do stage, right? If you like pay the fee to be like, I'm not taking my ass on stage tonight. I want to sell rooms. The physical energy of just walking around the club all night in those fucking heels is demanding. It's exhausting on your body. Now add in the sitting down next to countless people and doing the fake personality, right? Putting on your persona over and over and over again. It takes so much out of you that it's really no surprise that when you get home at the end of the night after that shift, that you don't feel like cooking. I mean, depending on what time your club closes, every state has different rules, right? I danced in New York for the majority of my career as a stripper, and clubs close at 4 a.m. You better fucking believe there was no way I would be coming home at 4 a.m. and cooking myself a meal. Did I want to do it sometimes? Yes, because I was fucking starving, but I was also drained. And this would ultimately lead to me grabbing whatever was closest, whatever seemed the easiest thing. 9 out of 10 times, it was a jar of peanut butter and a spoon, and plopping myself in front of the television to decompress and zone out and just sort of recover from all of the energy that was required to do my job. This is fine. We need to learn to give ourselves more permission for that to happen. And even if you do come home and have this, like, I'm just going to eat whatever is easy for me to grab, we still sometimes have that internal guilt for doing it, right? That internal guilt for not having cooked ourselves something healthier, for not having something already in the fridge that we could have come home and eaten. So, number one, your job is emotionally and physically demanding. So it is no surprise that even if it's not the night that you got home from work, perhaps it's the next day, right? Or you've worked back to back shifts, or you're a burlesque dancer and you've had 2 gigs a night for 4 nights in a row, you're fucking worn out. You are drained. It is no surprise that on that day off that you finally have, you don't want to cook, let alone look at your fucking kitchen, right? That is normal. That is fine. And it's time to start giving yourself the permission to be okay with the fact that you don't always feel like cooking, that sometimes you just won't have the energy in yourself to do the work to cut up vegetables or, you know, mix some things together and throw them in a skillet or in the oven. You aren't always going to have this energy, and that's okay. Diet culture, the health and fitness industry, they have taught you that if you're being healthy, you're cooking all your meals, you're prepping and planning, and you are cooking a well-rounded meal for every meal. It's bullshit. It's complete bullshit. That is not the epitome of what health is. And so then again, you start to feel this guilt, right? This guilt comes on of the, I wish I had the energy to cook a meal. Like, I don't have the energy. I'm too low on spoons, right? To using spoons to like say energy for some reason. I don't know. Go with it. I get off on weird tangents, right? You don't have enough spoons to even think about cooking, and then you feel bad about it. And so you kind of get into this cycle of, oh, well, I ate, you know, I ended up ordering takeout last night. So I've already ruined all of the work that I did throughout the week of being really good about eating salads and eating lean proteins and brown rice or whatever other thing is in your sort of wheelhouse of what you consider you're eating healthy. And so then we get into this next cycle of like, well, I've already fucking ruined it, right? I've already ruined all this great work. Like, I suck at eating healthy. Like, I can't even just come home and cook myself a meal. So then you like throw out the baby with the bathwater, right? You're like, well, fuck it. I'm done. It's just takeout every night from here on out. It's peanut butter and a spoon for dinner multiple nights in a row. We have to start to unlearn this, what's the word I'm looking for here? We have to unlearn this like story that we've been sold, right? That there's like this one way to do things. And if you can't come home and be Betty fucking Crocker and cook every meal, then you're doing wrong, because this is not 1950 anymore. Okay? You work. You don't stay at home all day while some guy comes out or some person goes out and makes money all day and you stay home and clean the house and cook the meals. That is not the reality that we are living anymore. And if you are that trophy wife, like, bravo to you. But also, you still shouldn't feel required to cook every meal. Hands down, should not feel required. It is okay to sometimes eat a bag of granola for dinner, to sometimes eat peanut butter with a spoon, to sometimes have takeout or pizza, and to just get right back on with things normally the next day. So moving on, reason number two, why you're too tired to cook. It's because you haven't eaten a full meal all day. You haven't. Just stop right now. Be honest with yourself. Did you eat breakfast? Did you have lunch? Or did you sort of graze on things throughout the house all day? Walked into the kitchen, snacked a little, had some potato chips in front of the television. You know, have you been eating full meals? Are you aware when you're hungry? Are you just eating throughout the day, kind of sort of here and there? And then the end of the day comes and your body is screaming at you to eat something, and you don't have the energy in you to cook a meal because you haven't been supplying your body with energy all day long. You've simply been grazing, and grazing is not a meal. Grazing does not give your body the proper energy and nutrients that it needs. And a big issue that we have, right, with the whole reason why sometimes we get into this grazing problem, this grazing scenario of never really eating a full meal and snacking throughout the day, is because we're no longer connected with our body's hunger and fullness cues. We are so far removed from what our body is actually hungry or not. And then we start to question, well, how can I stabilize my meals? How can I make sure I have a better eating schedule? Well, first, you have to stop snacking all day. It is one thing to eat a meal and then have a snack in between meals, because snacks are fucking good and snack life forever. But it's different if you're never really eating an entire meal to the point of fullness. And I don't mean a point of discomfort where your belly feels tight in your pants and you've eaten too much. I mean a point of satiation, right? A point of fullness where you are content, you've eaten enough, and your body can go on. So if you haven't eaten a full meal all day, and if you're listening to this and you're feeling slightly attacked, it's because maybe you haven't eaten a full meal all day and you should go make yourself one. And if you're feeling a little too low on energy to make yourself a full meal, that's okay too. We just talked about that. But the more often you can start to eat full meals throughout the day, and maybe when you do have that energy to cook, you cook a lot of extra food and you have it in the freezer or in Tupperware in the fridge to prepare for the fact that your future self is going to be too tired. Boom, you don't have to cook, you have food that you can eat, right? So these things are really important for us to consider. Right, so reason number three, why you are too tired to cook. We kind of discussed this a little bit in the first point, but it is because you put too much pressure on yourself to plan and prepare all of your meals. I'm going to say that again. You put too much pressure on yourself to plan and prepare all of your meals. What do I mean when I say that? If you have ever been on the internet, if you've ever picked up a health and fitness magazine, a teen magazine, even like a cooking magazine, if you've ever consumed any sort of information on the internet or in media of any sort, you have been fed the lie that if you are someone who eats healthy, that you meal prep and you plan everything. Everything to the T, right? Like you have breakfast waiting for you in the fridge. Or you make sure that you have a big breakfast because breakfast is the most important meal of the day. That's also bullshit. We'll get into that in the future. But because of this pressure that we have been led to believe, right, this idea that in order to be taking care of ourselves properly, we are planning and preparing every meal we eat, that we aren't eating out, that we aren't ordering takeout, that we aren't eating something out of, like, we aren't just taking something out of the freezer and cooking it. We have put such a monumental amount of stress on ourselves that we don't need. We don't need. And it's diet culture again. It's the patriarchy. It is this idea that if you are a good woman or a good person, that you take care of yourself properly and you make a big meal that is well balanced and you do it three times a day. And then if you're eating out more than a few times a day, you're failing. Or if you're eating out and that food that you're ordering doesn't fit into these guidelines of what we've been told healthy is, again, we're failing. And this all just, it really sets us up for that mean bitch voice in our head, right? It sets us up to talk down to ourselves, to think that we failed, to think that we're never going to get it right. It brings up that constant nagging thought, the I'm always too tired to cook. So let's think about that too, right? If you're telling yourself, I'm always too tired to cook, you are creating your own story. You then start to believe that you are always too tired to cook because you're telling yourself you are always too tired to cook, right? So we create our own reality by the things that we tell ourselves in our heads. It's really that simple. And I know, like, mindset work, it's this or that. And like, it can't be that simple. Like, I really am tired. Bitch, I hear you. You probably are tired. I said it before and I will say it again. Your work is emotionally and physically demanding. It is exhausting. You should not be expected to have to prep and plan and cook all of your meals. You shouldn't. But when you start to tell yourself that I'm always too tired to cook, then that is what you're already thinking. Like, that's already the thought in your mind before you're presented with the opportunity to check in with yourself and feel, am I tired? Do I want to cook? Do I have the mental bandwidth, the emotional bandwidth, the energetic bandwidth to cook a meal right now? Or would I be better off suited to order takeout, to heat up a frozen pizza in the freezer? Like, what would best serve me in this moment? But if you've already got that automatic negative thought, right, that self-talk going on in your head, you're never going to escape it. You won't. So we have to not only start to retrain how we talk to ourselves, we have to start giving ourselves permission to not be fucking Betty Crocker or, you know, Betty Homemaker, whatever the hell you want to call that picture perfect, idealistic image of the homemaker who does all of the things, who has all of the meals ready and somehow still works a 40-hour work week, because it's nonsense. It's insane. And it shouldn't be what we are still being told. It shouldn't be the message that's still being sent to us. And it is. All right. So let's go back over this. Just one little quick refresher. This is a short, simple little episode, but the reasons you're too tired to cook. Your job is emotionally and physically demanding. I will preach that one as many times as I need to until you understand that that ties into your health and how you take care of yourself. And that sometimes self-care is not cooking a goddamn meal. Number two, you haven't eaten a full meal all day. And once again, I want you to just stop right now and think about it. What did you eat today? Do you even remember what you ate today? Did you stop and have a meal at any point today? Or did you just run and grab handfuls of snacks from the kitchen here and there? Okay? Think about it. Ponder on it. The something we have to work through is the fact that our body needs a meal, not just snacks. And if all of you've done all day long is snack and graze, then it's not surprising when the end of the day reaches, or like 6 to 8 hours have passed of just grazing, you suddenly feel like you don't have a lot of energy to cook yourself a meal, because food provides energy. And if you aren't eating enough food, you won't have enough energy. Reason number three, you put too much pressure on yourself to plan and prepare all of your meals, right? So this whole thing, if we were to draw a circle, one would just feed into the other. This is a cycle that we get stuck in. I feel like I need to plan and prepare all my meals. I do it so devoutly that I burn out on it. And then I come home from working back-to-back shifts as an entertainer, which means I have to be on at all times, and that is draining. And then I feel bad. I feel like shit because I don't have the energy to cook dinner. And so then I end up ordering takeout and I feel bad about it. But then, like, I realize I haven't eaten a full meal all day because I knew I had to work later, and I didn't want to eat before I went to work because I was afraid of how it would make my body look. Also, some more diet culture shit to unpack in a future episode, right? So it's all of these. We avoid eating before work because we don't want our stomach to stick out, or we don't want to feel fat, which fat is not a feeling, right? And then we have put all this pressure on ourselves to cook all the time. And then we get home from a very exhausting day, or the day after, like back-to-back shifts, and we're just so drained that we don't want to cook, right? It's cyclical. They feed into one another. So we have to start to give ourselves permission to understand that it's okay to not cook every meal, that sometimes the best thing for you is some tacos or a burger or a slice of pizza or some takeout or a frozen meal in, you know, all of these things, they are self-care, and self-care is your health. I will say that again. Self-care is your health. We have been taught for so long that that is not the case, that by eating something that is both nourishing and satisfying to us, right? That has to be what fits this idea of healthy, this diet culture, health and fitness, bullshit, multi-million dollar industry idea of health. And we're stopping here because I think that our industry is even more subject to it, even when we think that we're not. When we think stripping, you know, burlesque, getting naked for a living, it taught me to love my body. But I'm gonna leave you with one question to think on. Get out a piece of paper, get out your journal, write it down, and I want you to think on this and journal on this. This has your love for your body turned into an unhealthy need to control it? Think about that, right? Has working in an industry where your body is on display, has it taught you to love and accept your body, but at the same time taught you that you need to control it? And has that need for control led to unhealthy patterns? Think about it. We will continue to dissect these ideas in future episodes, but it's just something to ponder on. So thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode of Health Smut. Once again, my name is Dottie Dynamo. I am the stripper health coach at Fit Showgirl. You can find me on Instagram at Fit Showgirl. That is G with two R's, L. So FITSHOWGRRL. Because bitch, we got attitude here, okay?